here's the heart of the ship.
What's this ship called?
Dragonfly. I spent hours rebuilding this ship. A true classic, and they don't build them like this anymore.
Let's see how she flies then. Okay, strap in. Here goes. Damn. Sorry, kid. I'm not sure we're gonna make it.
Some help, son.
Thanks, Sergeant.
Don't thank me yet. I targeted that one's exposed power system, but the second's radar system is fully shielded, and I can't make a scratch. I think I pissed him off. I'm ejected.
Yes! Open space. Time to... jump!
These old fence rails will make a kite cross, and we'll bound them with wire from the wire fence. Now, give me the kite paper. Fling them in fistfuls.
Let's go again. Whoa.
Toss them in place upon the frame. Spark fitting. Fuse them together.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wait.
Don't wait. Come on.
Yeah.
Mountroud ran along the grass to seize the scythe. His cape fluttered, taking air, making wings until he also simply took off and soared. The boys hung down from the kite in a fine lizard's tail, now weaving, now looping, now snapping, now gliding. They rode across the moon. They soared over hills and meadows and farms. They saw themselves reflected in dusky, moon-bright streams, creeks, rivers. They brushed down over ancient trees. They flew over the town.
Look up! See, here we are!
Over there!
Oh, look up! Someone! See us! You'll never believe!
A toxic cloud was formed that night. It spread through the town and out to the edges of the farms. Everyone who breathed the fumes coughed up blood and died.
Isn't there anyone still living in this town?
Yeah! Well, sonny, we're not ghosts.
You're not?
Nope, we're zombies. We have to eat human flesh to stay alive. Looks like you'll be joining us for dinner, young man.
Besides, young fool, once you're here, you'll never leave Ghost Counter USA.